The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Ayin Tet, today's daf is being studied, Elul Nishmat, Morze Kenif, Biyosef Ben Sarav, Abraham Ben Esther. במראצ קנתי יפה בצרה רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן תניחם זאת אומרת בין שר רפואה שלמה משה מדינה שרה רוחה בבת רחל ושרה בת רחל ושמחה בת
שמחה
בת שרה אין לה לפן עליהם את הנפש ותגמוך רפואתם כרבה לבוא וכן יראה סום ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Ayin Chet Amud Bet, and we are right in the middle of the daf, וכן לעניין קדושין. Let's go back for a moment to our Mishnah to know exactly the case that we were talking about. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah a very interesting case. A guy wants to give his wife a get. Okay, so what does he do? He throws the get to her, and she's standing under the shoot of the beam. So the Mishnah said that if the get lands karovla, close to her, migudeshin. If it lands close to him, so it's not migudeshin. Mechsa, mechsa, somewhere in between the both of them, migudeshin, ve'era migudeshin. The Gemara gave different interpretation. What does it mean? Karov la. One interpretation said it was within her four amot. And we have a rule that anything that's within the four amot of a person is considered their domain. So when you throw the get, when it's within four amot, migureshin. Others explained that it has to be even closer than that. It has to be close enough that if she bows down, she can pick it up. That's maybe even two amot. It's got to be much closer. And then we saw another shita that said, no, when it says close to her, you don't need four amot. It's enough so long as it's physically closer to her more than the husband, even though it's within 100 amot of her. But so long as it's closer to her than it is to the husband, it is going to be migureshin. So different ways to interpret karov la. Then the Mishnah said, v'chein le'inyan kedushin, that the same laws are going to apply on kedushin. What's the case? A guy standing in the reshut arabim. And a lady standing, it should be him as well. And he wants to marry her. So what does he do? He takes the kiss of Kiddushin, he throws it to her. So if it lands close to her, Mikudeshet. Close to him, and a Mikudeshet. In the middle, Mikudeshet, and a Mikudeshet. Sefek. And then the Mishnah said, V'chein le'anyan ba'al chov. The same thing would apply to a guy, let's say, that's owed money. Right? So the loveh, the guy that borrowed the money, takes the money and throws it to the malveh. If it gets to the malveh, close to the malveh, karov lo, the malveh, he's considered paid off. Nafka mina. If after it lands, let's say, close to the malveh, if something happens to the money, the loveh is off the hook. I paid you already. Got into your possession. However, if he throws it and it's karov lo, to the loveh, and something happened to the money, he didn't pay him. Therefore, he'd have to pay again. Safek, if it lands right in the middle somewhere, then already you have to split it. Okay, so that's the cases of the Mishnah. So Mishnah learns the case of Karov in three scenarios: in Gittin, in Kiddushin, and in Baal Hov. And now we pick up in our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vechen le'anyan Kiddushin." That's a quote from the Mishnah. That this applies also to the laws of Kiddushin. Amar of Aseh, Amar of Yohanan, Legitin Amru, Velo Ledavar Acher. They said the law of Karov La, and Karov Lo specifically to Gitin, but not for another item. What's another item? So that she says, Velo Ledavar Acher, Kegon Im Zarak Lo Chov Karov Lo. Let's say he threw the money that he owed, but it landed Karov to him. Ve'avad. And then the money got lost. The getu de baal korcha kinuyala hilkach le'atara v'gita. Aval be'al malo. Interesting. Now she gives a semara. by get, since a get can be given even against her will, so long as it gets karov la, we'll be lenient to say what? Migureshet. But by other items, v'lo nedabar acher. For example, a debt. The loveh throws the money. Even if I got karov to the malveh, it's not considered paid. And if it gets burnt or something happens to it at that time, the loveh's got to pay again. The only leniency we're going to give is to a get, when it gets closed up, because a get anyway can be given against the will. So you see that as leniencies. Mashi'ek le-davar acher, we're not going to say that. Obviously that runs against the Al-Mishnah. So Al-Mishnah said, v'chein l'inyan giti kedushin, v'chein l'inyan balchom. So come to Gemara and says, eti ve-rabi abad rabi aseh, v'chein l'inyan kedushin. What do you tell me le-davar acher? You tell me only for gittin. The Mishnah clearly said it works for kedushin as well. That's different, because we know we have a famous Hekesh to compare the laws of Gittin to the laws of Kiddushin. The Pasuk says, she gets divorced from one guy and she gets married to another guy. Those two words are written next to each other. It's a famous Hekesh throughout the Gemara. That always teaches us that what? That we're makish. We compare the laws of Girushin to the laws of Kiddushin. And just like Gittin, I'm going to tell you that it works Karov La, so to Kiddushin also. So therefore, don't worry about Kiddushin. Kiddushin and Gittin work with the same rules. Because of the Gizanah Sheva, because the Hekesh of the Yatzah, Vayeta. Etibe Vechedinyan Achov. Oh. But we have the Ferush Mishnah that says, but it applies also by paying back a loan. That what? That when the loveh throws the money and it gets cut off to the malveh, it's considered paid. And you said what? V'lo ledavar acher. How do you know that? Zerok li chobi. That's the Mishnah. The guy says, the malveh says, throw me what you owe me. V'zarko lo, he threw it. Karov the malveh. If it gets close to the malveh, zacha. Haloveh. Okay, so the loveh is... what's that language there? The vav. No, I would change it to the malveh. Because that doesn't make sense, Haloveh. It's Karov the Malveh, if it's close to the Malveh, Zakah Malveh. The Malveh is Koneh, because it's close to him. Karov the Loveh. So if it's close to the Loveh, and then something happened to the money, Haloveh Hayav, because he didn't pay it yet. Mehsal Mehsa, Shneem Yahloku. Then I have to split it. But the point is, you see clearly, as a quote from the Mishnah, that the law of Karov Lo doesn't only apply to Gitin, it applies also to a Hov. So how did you tell me that what? Velo ledavar acher. Skevras ha'akam ve'askinan. De'amar le zrok li chobi ve'tipater. Really, I'm going to tell you, when the guy throws money, the loveh, close to the malveh, and it gets in his proximity, really it's nothing. Really, it's not koneh. Really, it's not considered an acquisition. If something happens to it, really, the loveh would have to pay again. Just like Rav Aseh says, ve'lo ledavar acher. They only said it by gittin and kiddushin. Oh, so what do we talk about over here? But we said in the Mishnah that it works. That's because the malveh clearly stipulated, throw it to me and you're off the hook. Mitipatir. When he clearly stipulates and says, this is the way I'm willing to accept the payment, v'tipater, and you're off the hook. So that's it. He gave that stipulation, therefore it's going to be okay. But if he wouldn't make that stipulation, just because it gets close to his proximity does not mean that he acquired it. Look at Rashi, v'tipater, deha patre. Okay, he accepted him. Ava zrok li chobi stama. But if he says, throw me my chov, stam, Zrok v'shomrok kamar. He means zrok and watch over it. Meaning, I want to get paid. He don't mean just throw it next to me and you're off the hook. Throw it and watch it until I get it. So therefore, we can answer the case of the Mishnah. Is that the way the guy said, v'tipater. Comes Gemara and says, says pasutan. What do I need to Mishnah to tell me now? Of course, if the guy comes, he can make any stipulation he wants. If the Maveh tells the Loveh, throw it to me, and when it gets close to me, v'tipater, of course it's going to be paid. What do I need a Mishnah to come and teach me that? So comes Gemara and says, no tzericha. Do you know what the case is talking about? Damar le, zrok li chobi betorat gitin. He didn't say v'tipater. He said, throw me what you owe me with the same rules of a get. Using the get rule, throw me my debt. Now what's the get rule? Get rid of it. Once it gets karov la, it's migureshet. So similarly, once it gets karov lo, it'll be considered paid. So he didn't actually say v'tipater and be off the hook. He used like a more sophisticated language. Throw me the debt according to the laws of Gittin. So the Gemara says v'akate my lememra. But again, what is the hadush? Bottom line, once you told me the Gittin rule, so now the guy said, okay, throw me the debt according to the Gittin rule. Why would I think otherwise? So the Gemara says, because maybe the guy could come along and say, I was fooling around with you. Well, you throw me the debt like the laws of Gittin. Which means, maybe he's trying to say over there, like, you know, throw me the debt over there and I can divorce you. I can get rid of you over here. He doesn't mean that he's going to say he's going to actually be caught near the debt when it gets into his domain. He just means to say, oh, you know, once you pay me, finally I could get rid of you like a divorce. But he didn't actually mean to say that it's going to be an acquisition. Kamash ma'alan. That what? That, no. When he says, even if he doesn't say it to Patir, even if he just says, according to the rules of Gittin, it's going to be Koneh. Once it gets into his domain, it's going to actually be Koneh. But if he says it's Stam, do me a favor, throw me my, what you owe me. Even if it gets cut off low, it's not considered paid until it actually gets to his hands. Rav Hezda. Get biyada. She's got to get in her hand. However, umeshiha biyado. But what? He's got a string attached. The string is attached to the get. So the question is that considered venatan? So the Gemara explains. If he can pull it, I mean the rope is so strong, he can pull it, and it'll pop out of the lady's hand, so then it's not considered a giving. But if he pulls the rope, the rope's going to break, and she can still hold on to the get. So then it's considered migureshin. My tama, what's the reason? Ba'inan kiritut v'leka. It's got to be a kiritut, which means you're cutting off. But if the string is still attached over there, you didn't cut off. So you can still pull it back. That's why it's no good. Amar Rav Yehuda. Ayta yada asuya kekatafres. Let's say the lady's holding her hand on a tilt. She's holding her hand like this. Her hand is face down. That means it's tilted down. So whatever's going to come in her hand is just going to slide right out. So what happened? Vizarkula, and he threw the get up. Afapi shiegia get liyada. It hit her hand. Ena migureshet. The Gemara says, no girushin. So the Gemara asks, Amai, hai ki nafal ba'arma amot dida kanafil. What's it? Let it fall. Well, where's it going to land? It's going to land with enough four amot. And we know the rule that the four amot of a person is going to end. So I don't care. It didn't get that hand. Good. It got the domain. So Gemara says, bidelo nah. It's talking about over here, it did not land. Which means what happened? It fell out of a hand and burnt. Right before it land on the ground. Now she says that. Ela kashinafal mitoch yadan misraf. Once it landed, it fell out of it, it burnt. Right, fell to a fire. The Kabbalah sheba liyada lav Kabbalah. So what came into our hand is not considered Kabbalah because she never had a possession of it. Just slipped right out of it. And it never landed in the four amor because on the way down it burnt. So the Gemara says, wait. V'tigaresh ma'avirad arba amot. Okay, fine. Even the avir of the arba amot is considered hers. So therefore, it can't be. By the time it landed on the ground, it burnt. But on the way down, it landed in the airspace of our four amot. So it should be migureshet from the airspace. There's three options here. Her hand, no. The ground, no. What about the airspace? That's also arba amot of hers. So it comes to Gemara and says, tifshot. From here, we can solve a dilemma that we had. The famous question, does Arba Amot have airspace or not? Which means that's a question in itself. We had in Chas. When we say Arba Amot, do we say it's only the four amot of a person meaning on the ground? Or do you say even the airspace is considered? So we can learn from here what they've sought the En Lahen Avir. From here you see what? From the fact that it's not Migureshet. You see that the airspace of four amot is not considered her domain. Gemara says, "Nah, chame askinan be'omedet al gabe hadnahar." She's standing over the river. Initially, it's gonna go and get destroyed. Which means she's standing over the river. Thank you. She's standing over the river, and her hands are like this. Okay, so. Now throw it. Now, it's not going to land in her hands because her hands are tafres. So what's going to happen? this is destined over here to be destroyed, bi'ikara. So therefore we have a rule. Maybe avir normally would be kone, because that's considered avir shesofo lanuach. That's an avir that eventually will land. So you don't get away till it lands. But in an avir she'en sofo lanuach, that's not destined to land. Like this case over there, where's it going to end up? In the river. So therefore, in this case over there, that's why it's not megureish. And you can bring no ayah to the dilemma that we have of avir of the arba amot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Actually, start the new Mishnah. Hayita omedet al rosh hagag. The lady is standing on top of the roof. Vizarkola. And the husband threw the get to the roof. I guess he threw it up. Once the get gets to the airspace of the gag, of the roof, harezu megureshet. Okay. Hu milemala. Opposite case. He's on top. He's on top of the roof. Mi milemata, and she's on the bottom. Let's say in the chaser. Vizarkola, so he throws the get to her. Kivan chi yatsa mirshut hagag. Once it leaves the domain of the roof, nimhak, and it got erased somehow, the get. On nisraf, harezu migureshet. So long as it gets out of the domain of the gag and goes into the domain of the lady for 1 second, she's considered migureshet no matter what happens to it after. Again, the Gemara is going to explain now all these cases. Let's go one step at a time. So Gemara begins, you told me that what? The husband throws the get up. Right? When it gets to the airspace of the roof, so you tell me, before it lands on the roof, once it gets to the airspace of the roof, it's considered migureshet. Nafkamina. If something would happen to the get after that, before it lands on the roof, she's considered migureshet. So the Gemara is, vehalo mintar. What are you talking about? The airspace of the roof is not a protected area. Rashi, top line. Avir agag. The airspace of the roof, why is it not protected? The atezika v'shadile mekamed linah. The wind can come along and blow it off the roof. We say, well, when is airspace good, maybe? Because the airspace, it'll eventually land. But if it's an unprotected airspace, which means the airspace over here, the wind can come and just blow it off the sides of the roof. V'chi lo shadya zika. Now, even if, let's say, the wind will not come, v'ira lo davar achay shema kele v'kalto, a dog jumped up and ate it, or gishamim b'mechiko, let's say it rained and erased it, amay ketani megureshet min ha'avir, haba'in an avir shesofo lanuach. Which means you want to tell me in the Mishnah, so once it gets to the airspace, migureshet. Nafkamina, a dog ate it before it landed, migureshet. The rain came and erased the game before it landed, migureshet. No, not so. Avir only works if it's avir shesofo lanuach. But in an unprotected airspace like this, the roof, we're talking about, is an open roof. There's no side railings or nothing. So what could happen now? It's landing, coming down, the wind can come, you just blow it right off the roof. That's not considered migureshet. So what are you talking about? Mahalo mintar. That's the Gemara's question. It is not protected. I'm out of you. I'm begag sheyesh lo ma'ake askinan. Okay, easy answer. It's as the fence. So even if the wind's going to blow it, it's going to keep it confined to the roof itself. So therefore, it's mintar. Good answer. So ula bar menashe avishemed avimi amar. Hacha bepachot mishlosha semuch legag askina. Dechot pachot mishlosha semuch legag kegag dame. What does it mean, pachot mishlosha? Nashi. Avir de matnitin ba'achi askina. That which we said that when it gets to the avir, that it's going to be considered megureshet, ta'avi keman denach. Ve'ilka kana'ato banachato. תקיבן דגה גבוה יודו, הבי לחצר המשתמרת, לכל דנייך מגבה. Which means like this. You have a case over here where we're talking about, the roof is, let's say, 10 tefachim. So whatever, when it lands, it's protected, because no one can get to it, it's high. I'm not worried about when it lands. When we said avir, we mean when it gets to the airspace of 3 tefachim, close to the ground of the gag. We have a rule. Anything that's within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered the ground itself. So it's like Lavud, yeah. It's good like Arasa Mikta, which means that what? So therefore we're talking about over here, you're right. You don't need fences. You don't need a ma'ake. When it's landing, you're all the way on top, so it's 10 feet above the roof. Not Megureshet, not Megureshet, it's falling down, not Megureshet. Once it gets within 3 of the karka of the gag, Megureshet. Why? Because Avir of Shlosha is considered like it's already Munach on the gag itself. So that is the second answer. That's basically, like you said, the rule of his working on Torat Lavud. Okay, that's the halakha Meshem Sinai of Lavud. Okay, we learned at the end of the Mishnah. Hu melema'la. So what's the case over there? He's on top of the roof over there, and she's standing in the chatzir. And he threw the geta. So we said, once the get leaves the domain of the roof and enters the airspace of the chatzir, so already we said she is migureshit. Meaning, even if it got burnt, or if it got erased, or whatever it is like that, migureshit. So comes the Gemara and says a question. Vehalo mintar. What are you talking about? It's an unprotected area over here. Why is it unprotected? So Rashi says, "Vehalo mintar de kasal katadach shagag gavoa mechomat tachaser." We're assuming over here that the roof of the gag, the wall of the gag, I should say, is higher than the chaser. Ve'echi ketari kivan shiyasam reshut hagag megureshet ha'en sofo lanuach, which means bottom line. Not necessarily is it going to land, which means when he throws it, it didn't get yet into the airspace of the chazir in the sense that it's still not protected. The wind can blow it out. I feel no the that is which means it's unprotected, which means the wall of the gag, you threw it off. So it says, once you throw it off the wall of the gag, Migurish. Why? Till it gets to the chazir, the wind can blow it out. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Kegon de Mechitzot Tachtonot. That's the walls of the Chaser Odfot Al Elyonot. They extend and they overlap over the walls of the Elyonot of the roof. So therefore, once it leaves the roof, automatically it's going to be in the airspace of the Chaser, in a protected walled area where it is going to land. וכן אמר רבי אלעזר אמר רבי הושעיה כגון שהיו מחיצות התחתונות עודפות על עליונות וכן אמר עולה אמר רבי יוחנן כגון שהיו מחיצות התחתונות עודפות על העליונות. You want to see the mathematics just to hear it out. He gives a דוגמה. He says לדוגמה הבית גבוה 4 אמות. The house is, let's say, 4 אמות. Okay. ולגגו יש מעקה. On the roof of the house there's a ma'akeh that's 2 amot. So therefore, from the bottom of the house to the top of the roof to the ma'akeh is 6 amot. Okay? The Mishnah says, "Shlosha ma'akeh gavoa min hakarka 6 amot. Mechitzot ha'chatzer le'umat zot gavoa zayin amot. The mechitzot of the chatzer, however, are gavoa 7 amot. So therefore, once you throw it off the roof, bidiyuk, it's already within the walls of the chatzer. So therefore, it's considered chatzer ha'mishtameret. It's sofo la'nuach. Therefore, even if it... Is that the picture?
Yeah,
he
has it also.
He has a
picture also.
Oh, you have a picture. Okay, yeah, that's... Let me see. Right. Exactly. So once it gets into the... off the gag, you're protected. That's right. You're protected. Amar le Rabbi Abba le'ula. Keman. All this business that you talk about over here, that when a get lands in the airspace of a reshut, it's considered already migurish at that point. Who is that going like? Keman kirbi. It's kind of like the famous shita v'rabi that we learned in Masechet Shabbat de Amar keluta kimi sheunha damya. We had a rule. A guy on Shabbat to be hayav hotza'ah has got to go throw from reshut rabi to reshut yahid, let's say. Right? So we saw in Masechet Shabbat, let's say a guy throws something from reshut rabi and it gets to the airspace within 10 tefachim, let's say, of reshut yahid. Even though it doesn't land yet, even if something happened to the item at that point, doesn't matter. According to the B, hayav. Because he says, kluta kemoshi unhad. Something that's engulfed in the airspace of it, reshut is considered as if it landed. So we got to say that, obviously, this shita by Gittin is following the kluta shita. Because same logic, you threw it into the airspace of the reshut of the lady, let's say. Even though it's only in the airspace, kemoshi Shun Hadami. It's like we want to compare halachot. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. I could even say that the Gittin case is following the rabbis who in Masechet Shabbat didn't agree with Kluta. In Masechet Shabbat they held what? It's got to actually land on the ground to be Hayam. They'll agree, but by Gittin, that in the airspace it's okay. Why? By Shabbat, you need an Akira and a Hanaha. To be Hayav the Melacha, you need two conditions. It's got to be uprooted, and it's got to land. So there in Masechet Shabbat, we have a Machlok, need a Bi and a Banan. Is Kluta considered as if it landed already? That's considered a Hanaha. Rabbi says, yeah, that's considered already. It's Munach. Where Rabbanan say, no. Hanaha Nijir, not a virtual Hanaha, you need an actual Hanaha that's on the ground. But by Gittin, you don't need a Hanaha. You don't need a Akira Hanaha. You just need it to be in her protected space. So therefore, the airspace is protected. So therefore, you don't have to come out to Kluta, Ligabe Gittin. It can be a Git, even without the Sevara of Kluta. So even the rabbis can subscribe to that opinion. Good? Vekel Amar Rabbi Ase Amar Yohanan Kegon. We're going back. Shayum Behitzot Atahtonot. Odfot al elyonot. Good. And therefore, once you throw it off the roof and it lands in the airspace of the chaser, megureshet. Aba der bizra der biyase keman. Can it be? Tamar kluta kevi shod chadamia. Amar ne afilu tema rabbanan. Ad kado peligi rabbanan alay der bi ena leinyan Shabbat. Aval acha mishum inturehu. Over here the main thing is protected, and it's protected. Same thing. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah, the husband is on the roof. He threw the get into the chaser, he threw it down. Right? Once it gets into the airspace of the chaser, so we said, Megureshet. Okay? Even if it gets erased, Nimhak. Even if it got erased, how did it get erased? It rained. The Gemara continues, so we say, what? He threw it from the roof. So he's throwing it down, right, into the chatzir. So we said it is Megureshet. Even if it got erased before. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Abu, Lo Shanu Ela Shenemhag Derech Yirida. It's got to be erased on the way down. Which means, Kaner'eh, let's say he's on the roof, he's got to throw it over a wall, let's say, right? So it goes up first, and then comes down. So for the get to be a get, it's only hal once it starts to come down. So once it's on the way down and then it gets erased, migureshet. Aval nimhag derech aliyah lo. Why? Even if it's in the mechitzot of the avir, but if it's still on your trajectory going up, that's not considered already in her neshuta. It's considered it's by him. Because it's coming from his koach on the way up. So it comes again on an S. My tama, mi'ikara lo lemenach kai. Interesting. When is the airspace considered koneh for the lady? When it's sofo lanuach. When is airspace sofo lanuach? On the way down. But on the way up, the way it is, it's not considered sofo lanuach. It's still going up. The sofo lanuach doesn't kick in until it starts to come down. Nafka mina. He threw the get at the chatzir. On the way up, it burnt. No get. Once it starts to come down, now the rain came, whatever it is, and erased the get, so then it will be migureshet. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Derech yirida. Kisizarko klape ma'ala kede la'aviro et ha-ma'akeh. You see, he had to throw it over his ma'akeh, so he had to throw it up. Right, over his fence. So therefore, that she says, "Lo nimhak ad shegia lahazor v'lirid." Right, it's got to be erased on the way down. Abal nimhak derech aliyah, afa pishi atzam avir agag lavir chaser. Even though it's in the chaser already, u'mechitzot atachtonot odfot, and it's in a protected area, ena megureshet. The derech siluko lo mikre netina, ela derech hanachato labod reshuta. It's got to be derech hanacha, which is on the way down. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Nisraf. What do we say in the Mishnah? Burnt. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Abu Loshanu Ela Shekadam Get Lidleka. אבל קדמה דלקה לגט לא בי טעמה מעיקרה לשריפה כאזיל He threw the get at the Hatzir. It's on the way down. Now what happened? It burnt. So we say Migureshin. So the Gemara says, so long as the get got there before the fire was there. But if the fire was there from the beginning, so he threw it into a place that's going to land into a fire, so initially he never was putting it in a place where it can land in a normal place. But if the get was thrown at the time where it had an ability to land, and then it got burnt, the fire came after, then it is going to be Migureshin. Look at Rashi. שקדם גט לדלקה שקדמה זריקת הגט בחצר קודם שתי הדלקה באוויר החצר right, to the gate before the fire was in the אוויר of the חצר okay, next piece אמר רב חסדא comes along and says רשויות חלוקות בגיטין what does that mean? literally רשויות is domains Halukot are separate when it comes to Gittin. And what does that mean? Nashi. Im hishila ba'al makom b'chatzero lekabalat gita. Say the husband tells the wife, I'm giving you a piece of my chaser so you can be koneh the get. He wants to throw it in the chatzir. The chaser belongs to him. So what does he do? He tells the lady, whoever the get lands in my chaser, I'll be makneh to you so the get can be yours. So that she says, Lo hishila gago o beto. Now let's say he ends up throwing it on the roof. We're not going to say, he didn't mean chaser davka. He meant to say wherever it lands. No, we don't say that. We say, why? Lo mushle mishum de maiti ala raya medina katnacha. Which means we're going to bring an ayah from our Mishnah. Velo amir lo kapid. We're not going to say the guy's not makpid. Detre mekomot lo mushle. Like we learned yesterday, he's not giving us a rule. A person does not rent out, or give over two spaces. Therefore, when he said chaser, he meant chaser. You're not going to say, whatever, the chaser, gag. Now, in the Kharami, anywhere in the chaser it lands, we'll say that's the spot that he gave up. But I'm not going to say now that if it landed on the gag, okay, take the gag also. No. Tre mukme mekomot lo mushle inche. A person, when he gives over a place, he gives over one place, but not two places. Now, what does it got to do with anything? Well, we're going to start bringing proofs from our Mishnah to this content. That's why the Gemara is bringing it over here. Now, let's see the proofs. They called Rav Chisda the Sabah, because he was a Zakin. How does the old man, how does the Sabah know this? He said, what are you talking about? It's a Beferush Mishnah. Hayta omedet al rosh hagag. Okay, you ready for the cases? She's standing on the roof. Uzrakola. He threw it up. Towards her. Kivan shegi aget la'avir agag. It's beginning in the Mishnah. Once the gate gets to the airspace of the gag, harezu migureshet. And we understood that case. We said there's a fence on the roof, so it's hasen mishta to get the mishta merit. No, that's fine. But now we really have to analyze something that we never discussed. Whose hasen is it? Whose gag is it? Who owns the domains of it? We always took for granted it's our gag. That's why it's migureshet. But now the Gemara is going to speak it out. Bemaya askina. Ilema begag dida. The hasen dida. If you talk about where everything belongs to her. It's our chaser. And it's our gag. Lama li avira gag. What do you need it to get to the avira gag? It's us even in the avira of the chaser. If everything belongs to her, you don't got to wait for it to get up to the gag. It's when the second he throws it out of his hand, migureshe. Because even the avira of the chaser. So it cannot be all belonging to her. Good? Ela begag dide vechaser dide. Okay, so say everything belongs to him. Go to the other extreme. The gag is his, and the chaser is his. Ki egia la'avir ha-gag, my havi. So what do I care if it gets to the avir of the gag? If it's his gag, so therefore it's not migration. So the extremes are knocked out, because it don't make any sense. All hers can't be. All his can't be. Okay, so we have two more cases. Ela pshita, begag dida, vechaser dide. Oh, we can understand that. It's his chaser, it's her roof. He throws it up. Once it gets to the avir of her gag, migureshet. It may make sense, that case. Right? So Gemara said, no good. Ema sefa. Why? What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Hu min ma'ala vihi min lemata. He's on the roof, and she's downstairs in the chaser. Uzrakola. He threw the gate on the way down. Kevan she had some reshut dagag. Once it leaves the reshut of the gag, nimhak on the slav and rezu migureshet. How could that be? Vei begag dida b'hasir dideh. You want to keep the Mishnah consistent. If it's talking about that it's her roof and it's his chaser, amai migureshet, which means why when you tell when it gets to the airspace of the chaser migureshet, the chaser belongs to him. So therefore, that cannot be the case in the Mishnah. If you want to learn the case, is her gag, his chatzir. Okay, so that I understand when he's throwing it up to the gag, when it gets to the airspace of the gag, migudeshin. But the sefer is not going to make any sense. When he's on top and throwing it down, kivan shegia la'avir chatzir, migudeshin. Wrong. The chatzir belongs to him, you said. And therefore, it should not be migudeshin in that case. So therefore, what's the story? Ela, process of elimination, there's only one option left. Begag dideh v'chaser dida. Oh, the case must be talking about in the sefer where the roof is in the chaser is hers. That's why it says he's on top. When he throws the gate and he gets to the airspace of the chaser that belongs to her, migureshet. So resha begag dida v'chaser. Okay, begag dideh v'chaser. Good answer. So now the Gemara says if that's the sefer. So then the Resha and the Sefa are not consistent. Resha begag dida v'chaser dideh. Sefa begag dideh v'chaser dideh. Which means you tell me in the Resha, the roof is hers. And in the Sefa, the chaser is hers. You're switching the case on this midstream. Which is normally, if we don't have to, we like to keep all the cases congruent and consistent. So basically, we're not struggling over here. Give me the cases of the Mishnah. So your answer is El Alav. You know what the case is talking about over here? Everything belongs to the husband. Oh, we had a question. If everything belongs to the husband, so once it gets to the airspace of the gag, Migureshet. What does that mean, airspace of the gag? The gag belongs to the husband. Ah, you know what it's talking about. De Ushlam Makom. And he rented out a place to her. Which means he told her, on the gag, I'm giving you a space on the gag for the gittin to be hal. You can do that. Everything belongs to him. But he says, you know what? The gag is yours for the get. Oh. And now we understand the chiddush over of the Mishnah. Dechad makom mushle inche, tre mekomot lo mushle inche. Which means people, when they rent out a place or they lend the place out to somebody else, they lend out one place and not two places. Which means, if he comes along and says, I'm giving you the roof, so it's dafka the roof and not the chasir. In the sefa, he said, I'm giving you the chasir. That's why it's dafka the chasir and not the roof. And then what do you learn from this Mishnah? That it's only one place he gives that and not two. So again, we asked, Rav Chasdan made a statement. How do you know when the husband specifies and says, I'm giving you one domain, that he means that specific domain, not another domain? Matitini. He goes through the whole process of elimination. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? Everything is owned by the husband. Okay, let's go to the beginning of the Mishnah. What does he do in the beginning of the Mishnah?
She's on top.
My wife, I'm giving you the roof for your gift. Beautiful. He throws the gift on top of the roof. What's gets to the airspace? Now, why if it gets to the airspace of the chaser, it will not be migudeshit? Because had makom mushle inche trem mekomot lo mushle inche. I told you the roof. I didn't mean any place. Therefore, if it didn't get to the airspace of the roof, and I'm a goreshin, sefa, everything belongs to the husband. In that case, he gave her the chatzir. Throws it down, gets to the chatzir's airspace, migoreshin. Why? Let it, even if it doesn't get to chatzir, even if it gets to the airspace of the roof, I didn't give you the roof. Because had makom mushle inche trem mekomot lo mushle inche. Rav Chisda has brought a phenomenal proof. Comes again what says, Amar le. He comes along and says, Nide idiya. Why did you have to learn the Mishnah like that? Bring a proof. I can tell you no proof. Why? Dilma hake di ita vahake di ita. Resha begag dida vahasev dide. Sefa begag dide vahasev dida. Which means, what's wrong? I'll tell you the two cases in the Mishnah. Why do you have to have congruency in the Mishnah? The first case, it's her roof. And the second case, they're talking about, it's her chaser. and therefore nothing to do with Mushle, you don't got to write down anything. It's hers. I, but the Bresha and the Sefer are different cases. So what? Which means the only way you can bring a proof is everything is his, and he's saying he gave her the roof in one case, gave it on Sefer. Who told you? I'll tell you really the case of the Bresha. You know why when it gets to the airspace, the guy gets big with Bresha? Because it's hers. You know why the Sefer, when it gets to the Hasid, it's big with Bresha? Because it's hers. I, two different cases. So what? Therefore, you cannot bring a Raya. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, the Gemara now is going to give us some interesting differences between the laws of Gittin and the laws of Shabbat. What's that on Shabbat? Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says like this. Shalosh midot begitin. There are three differences between the laws of Shabbat and the laws of Git. Number one. Ha de Amar B. That which the Bee taught us, Keluta Kimishihun Ha. Right? That when it gets to the airspace, it's considered as if it landed Pligi Rabbanan Ale, and the rabbis argued on him. Hanimile Le'inyan Shabbat. Avalacha Meshum Intureu Vabintar. Like we learned earlier, Shabbat, we need a Hanaha. The rabbis are going to say, Kluta is no Kimishihun Ha. Therefore, it's not considered Hayav. But Ketin, who said it has to land? Ketin, all you need is what? To be in her protected airspace. Once it's in the airspace, even though it didn't land, even the rabbis will agree. So that's the first difference between Shabbat and Ketin. Shabbat, you have a kluta machloket, Hashaken and Ketin, everybody agrees airspace is considered sufficient. Number two. Ve'ad amar av hizda na'atz kane b'rishut yahid. A guy took a pole. He stuck the pole in the reshut yahid. Ubrosho traskal. He put like a tray or a basket on top of the pole. Vizarak. Nice. Guy threw from the reshut to the beam. Venach al gabab. And it landed on the traskal. Afilu gavoa me'a amma. Even if the pole is, let's say, 100 amma high, hayav, it's considered hotza'ah from the reshut to the beam. Reshut Yahid, the fee rule. Shereshut Yahid Ola Ad Larakia. It's another rule we learned in Masechet Shabbat. Reshut Rabim goes up to a certain space, up to 10 Tefachim. Reshut Yahid, once you're in the walls of the Reshut Yahid, goes up to the Shamayim. So you have this pole. Oh, the Hajjud Abotai. Basket on top, you threw it. Later on top of the basket, Hajjud Abotai. Doesn't matter. You are officially in a reshut. Hainhari mili le'inyan Shabbat. That's a Shabbat law. Avalacha b'le'inyan de'ged. If it landed on top of this traskal over here. Mishum intureu. The whole rule of get is what? Inture. Ve'alo mintar. Why? Because the traskal is over the walls. The wind can come down and blow it outside the walls of the chaser. So therefore it's not going to be megureshet. Look at that she, by the way. The bottom of the she on Amud Dishon. Haval. Imaya chatzir shel isha. That's the lady's chatzir. Ve'kane na'utz kavua min ha-mechitzot. And you put a kane that's higher than the mechitzot. Ena megureshet she'en sofa lanu ala aris. Why? Derami lezika. The wind will blow it. Utz ha-mechitzot. Now, ve'ta'amad dikita mishum chatzir ha-mishtameret. Udu mi'adida. Ve'alo mitar. You need a chatzir ha-mishtameret. They're not mishtameret. They're no good. What's the third case? The third case is as follows. Vehadamar of Yehuda Amar Shemuel lo ya'amod Adam begagze. A Shabbat. A person cannot stand on his roof. Viyiklot me geshamim megago shel havero. What does he want to do? He wants to collect some rainwater from his friend's roof. And he wants to bring it to his roof. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vehadamar of Yehuda. Lo ya'amod Adam al gago v'yiklot negesh mehat safin al gago shel havero. It's floating on his friend's roof. Davi motzim reshut reshut. You're going from one domain to another domain. Im lo irbo, la shemeri iruf. Na shafapi she'enam darim al gagot. Even though nobody lives on the roof, shayach nami bu isur chiluk reshut. Which means the chidush of it is that considered a separate domain. You don't have to have dwellers living there. It's still considered, the roof space is considered one reshut to another reshut. Why? Shekeshem shediyurin halukim milemata. Downstairs, where the dwellers are living, is considered two separate reshiyot. This is a reshut yahid, and this is a reshut. Each one has a separate domain. Kag diurin halukin minimala. So to the roofs upstairs are considered separate, and therefore you cannot bring the water from one place to another place. Now, from the Torah, you would be allowed to, by the way. Because yeah. Minatorah, you're going from Neshut Yahid to Neshut Yahid. Minatorah is only a suit to go from Neshut to Neshut. There's one Neshut Yahid to Neshut Harabim. However, Hakamim will say that on Shabbat, when you have two different owners, if it's all your Neshut Yahid, no problem. But since you have two different owners, so the rabbis made a gezerah. When there's two different owners downstairs, so you're not allowed to take the water from one roof to another roof on top. Why? Because they might go from Neshut Yahid to Neshut Rabim. They say, listen, these are two owners. Please, all two owners. One Neshut and another Neshut. How can we make it soon until you make a roof? A roof Hatzerot. It makes everything one. Ah, Hanimile Le'inyan Shabbat. That's for Shabbat. Aval Le'inyan Get. But when it comes to the story of Get, Mishum Kepedahu. The whole thing is what? The guy's Makpid. And so much people are not Makpid. What are you talking about? Rashi. Aval Begitim. Hayu lo shnei gagim simuchin ze laze. That guy's got two roofs. The husband, next to each other. V'sheila makom baze lekabel et gita. Oh. So he rented or he lent a part of the roof for it to accept her. Good. V'kibbalto baze. And she accepted it on that roof. Lo amrin hana'aka reshuyot halukot. We're not going to say over here that it's considered separate domains, meaning tehad amra le'el. See, she accepted it on the other roof. Yeah. He said, I'm giving you, there's a right one and a left one. Let's say make it easy, right? R and L, right and left. He said, you know what? I'm giving you on the left roof over there, you can get a space. Ended up landing on the right roof. So normally we learned above, no good. When he says one, it doesn't mean the other. That's only by other cases, but not in the case of the roof. Why? Had the amran. Because those are two significant domains. I'll give you my chaser, but I'll give you my house. My house, but chaser. But two roofs that are right next to the end. Tashmish nagil behem. He don't even use his roofs. Look at the inche, and therefore the inyan Shabbat, we're going to consider them two separate issues. That you can need in a roof if you want to draw the water. But Inyan Get, it's all considered one Neshut. And if, even though you told on gag number one, and a lender on gag number two, it'll be okay because it's considered insignificant. Guy's not Makpid. Yeah, you can hear that. Guy's Makpid from a Hatzir to a house. There's a two Hashuv domain that he uses. I'll rent you out a space over there, but I'm going to rent you a space in the other place. But see, on the gag, Makpid, he's a lender on the other one. I'll give you that one also, because I don't use it anyway. So those are the three. Right. In this case, Mushleinche, because it's not considered significant, but he's not Makpid. Comes Gemara and says, another case. Okay, you have two courtyards. Zu lifnim mizu. Okay, so one chatzer opens up into another chatzer. You have an outer and then you have a inner. Hapinimit shela. Okay, the inner one is hers. Vehitsona shelo. The outer chatzer is his. Umehitsot ahitsonot odfot anapinimiyot. The outer chatzer walls are higher than hers. Do you have a picture over here? Yeah, actually you have a picture in your art screen. You see the outer walls are higher than the Hatzera Pinimit. Mm-hmm. Okay, see the Hitzona and then the Pinimit. She is the inner. He is the outer. Okay? Uzrakola, the husband threw the get. Kevan shegia la'avid mechitzot ha'chitzona ha'rezu megureshet. Wow. Once it reaches the airspace of the outer wall, so she's considered Megureshed, even though it did not yet get into the inner Chatzer's worst airspace. That is a shock. We don't understand why this is. The outer one is still his. Which means once it clears the wall, Megureshed. So comes and says, my Tama. What's the reason for this over here? Which means, why are you telling me? Right, it did not get into our airspace yet. Exactly.
But it's above his airspace.
It's above his airspace. He threw the get. Okay? He owns the outer chatzid, she owns the inner chatzid. The outer chatzid wall is higher than everything. Once it clears the outer wall, right, he's outside, he's throwing it over the wall. Once it clears the chatzid, achitzonit, higher wall, migureshit. We can't understand that. It didn't get into the...
She doesn't own it.
Exactly. So what's going on over here? Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, so Gemara says, my ta'ama, pinimit gufa, bimchitzot ha-chitzona kamintera. Her chatzin is being protected by what? By the outer wall. So therefore it's considered chatzin ha-mishtameret of hers, because she also benefits from the outer wall, since it's very high, so it protects, the outer wall is very high, right? It protects two chatzirot. It protects the chatzir that's next to it, and the one behind it also, since the wall is very high, it's blocking from there also. So therefore it's considered that while it got into her protected airspace, because she's benefiting from the wall itself. Right, which means, because, like I see the picture, exactly.
It fell between.
Right, it fell between over there, so it's okay.
In the airspace.
Right? In the airspace. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, boys. Rashi says, "Bimchitzot ha'chitzonot kamintera rigila l'shtamer hilkach mishu'badotin la v'kanula." Why? It's considered as if it's how well she uses it. Interesting, right? Indirectly from the walls, she's using it. She benefits from it. Wow.
She
doesn't have a monetary benefit of it. It means it's just she has a benefit from it because that outer wall is protecting the pinimit as well. So it's considered like it's hers in the sense that it reached her protected airspace. But the law does not apply to kupot. What's a kupa? Teva. I guess a water box. Bekupot. Shtei kupot zu betuk zu. What do you got? You have two boxes. One box inside another box. Pinimit shela. The inside box is hers. V'chitzonit shelo. The outer box is his. Uzrakola. Afilu agia la'avir pinimit. So go into the inner box. That's where they get lindra, obviously. Ena migureshet. My ta'ama. Tehalonach. It did not land. Which means, and the avir of the kli is not koneh. Mm-hmm. Which means, it's got to land in the keli. It sounds like if it would land in the inner keli, even though it's not hers, it'll be migureshet. But in this case, it just landed in the airspace of the inner keli, and therefore it's not migureshet. Rashi says, dehalonah ve'en mechisot kli, asui la'aviran lishmor de'en kli asui ilaniach betocho. The purpose of a keli is to put things on the base of it, to protect what's inside of it, not to protect the airspace of the keli. Therefore, when it lands in the airspace, it's not going to be migureshet. Now we have to understand exactly what this means over here, which means like this: even though a kli might be considered like a hatzir, and therefore we're talking about a kupa, that the outer walls are higher. Same case. You have a chatzid, you have a kupa. You have a inner kupa, and then you have an outer one. The inner one belongs to him. The walls of the inner kupa...
The inner one is hers.
The inner one is hers. You have a picture? The inner one is hers, I'm sorry. And the outer one is his. Yeah, masterpiece. The outer one is his. So now the outer walls go high. So now you say the same logic. Because it's protecting her box as well. However, when you look at boxes, we don't look at airspace. In boxes, the main purpose of the box is what? That the walls are protecting what lands in the box. When you do the get, even though it got to the higher walls, so you can say the same logic. Oh, well, she's benefiting from the higher walls of the outer box, it's protecting our airspace. Boxes doesn't work. That's she's language. She says, in the walls are not made for the air. A keli is used for putting things on its base. So it's got to actually be in the base itself. So the Gemara says, so what? V'chi nach mayavi. So now it landed. And whose basket did it land in? Whose box?
His.
So Gemara says, kelyo shelo keyach b'reshut mocheru. Here's a classic case. We learned yesterday a famous case here in Masechet Baba Batra. You have a seller. And you have a buyer. Okay? Let's say the buyer has his vessel in the seller's domain. The seller throws his item into that guy's vessel. Do you say the guy's kone or not? There's a rule. Kelav shelokeyach birshut mocher. Is it kone or not? The vessel of the buyer is in the possession of the seller. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the seller can give it in his hand. If he gives it to his hand, of course he's kone. But he didn't do that. The seller put it in the guy's box. But the box happened to be in the seller's domain. But it's the buyer's box. So it's a home machloket. Is that considered acquired or not? Well, here you see that what? It does work. Because the boxes are within each other.
Doesn't.
Go slow. His box, or her box, is really...
His
box is lying
in
her box. So over here you have over here... Well, actually, no. Her box is lying in his box.
In her chatzer.
Her box is the inner box. His box is the outer box. So now you're going to come along and say, you threw the guest. So when it gets to the Avir, no good. But she's benefiting from the walls. Nah, you don't say that by kupot.
Yeah.
Oh, but when it lands, you're going to tell me what? Whose box is it landing in? It's landing in her box.
And her box is in his box.
But her box is in his box. So it's kelav shel mocher. Sorry. Shel lokeyach. Reshut mocher. And we're saying what? The chavrat's good.
Yeah.
And that's a machloket. So therefore, you're assuming Aviv is a problem. But when it lands, Gittin, hey, you, it's a big debacle. How can you just make it so pashut? So the Gemara says, no. Hakabe my askinan. Bekupah she'en la shulayim. It's talking about over here, where the outer box does not have a base. And therefore, the inner box is actually on the karka. So therefore, it's not considered in his box. It's in her to shoot.
Yeah.
Which means, what do you have over here? You have the inner boxes, as we said?
Yes.
Okay, so that's lying over there. So we said, what? Her box is in his box. It's all machlok, and I can just say it's going to be kone if it lands on the inside. And then we must be talking about what? That the inner box?
The outer box has no bottom.
That's the right. The outer box, his box, has no bottom. So therefore, where is Huz resting? On the ground. On whose ground?
On his ground.
On his ground?
I don't care.
Bottom line, it's not birshut mocher. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, she'en la shulayim. And she gives the word, epunz. Exactly. Hers, her box is lying on the ground. How is our long on the back? The outer box has no shulayim.
Yeah.
Well, the outer box has no shulayim, so the inner box now lies on the ground.